The People's History of Kansas City podcast is supported by the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art, celebrating 30 years at the Block Party on Saturday, May 4th. Visitors can enjoy music, food trucks, exhibitions, and artist-led activities. Learn more at kemperart.org.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Hey there, it's Suzanne Hogan, and I'm here with a potentially mind-blowing fact for y'all. 4 years before the Oreo, a very similar chocolate sandwich cookie came onto the scene. It was called Hydrox, and it was created right here in Kansas City. I only know about this because producer and really good friend of mine, Mackenzie Martin, has been digging into this whole story for the past couple of weeks.
Okay, what if I told you that in this bag I had a Hydrox cookie?
How did you get it?
Eat the center first, slowly tasting all of that sugar. We were sugar freaks.
And what she found has been so exciting and fun, we've decided to do a live preview of our episode right here in Kansas City before it officially drops.
Not only was Oreo this copycat of Hydrox, it was also built on the back of the company that Jacob had founded himself.
So come hang out, eat a Hydrox, and learn about how Kansas City created the OG Oreo before everyone else. We're going to be at Rochester Brewing and Roasting Company in the Crossroads on Friday, March 1st at 7 o'clock. Yeah, it's the first Friday, so you can start or end your night with us. Tickets are $10 unless you're a member of KCUR, in which you get a discount. Grab your spot now before the tickets sell out. Go to kcur.org/cookies. That's kcur.org/cookies. And I can't wait to meet you.